That's how faith works. It's spirit law. It works like that all the time. All the time it's working like that. Why? Because God has already blessed you. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. We're going to say that a whole bunch of times before you leave here tonight, so get used to it. Tell them again, I'm already blessed. All I need is to exercise my faith. There's a heavenly realm where God has already blessed me with all spiritual blessings. In other words, all this material stuff is in that spirit realm until somebody brings it out by faith. Faith observes that which is not and gives it substance that it may appear and become visible. Suddenly, you're walking around with your iPad that you believe God for. Now, if you had the money to pay for it, you don't have to, but there's some things you believe God for, and then money comes, because you can't just go in and tell them, God said, give me an iPad. Now, it might happen, you go in there, God told me to tell you that you're supposed to give me an iPad. Security. You understand me? But the money will come. The opportunity will come. Maybe someone will give. A group got together and bought me this iPad. No, bought me another iPad. And when they bought it for me, it's been some years, I was speaking to Paul Mazibuku. I was somewhere. We were somewhere. And he called. We were in a hotel room. We were doing a ministry somewhere. I forget where it was. And we got to talking. And he said, oh, Apostle, I've seen this thing called the iPad. And I have to have one. And as he was talking, the Lord said, send him this one. And I said, well, I got just the thing for you. But we got it to him, and it was a blessing. But he was believing. And I had one, and God spoke to me because his faith was calling it, but it just so happened to be the one I had that it was calling for. If God can get stuff through you, he can get stuff to you. When I sent him that one, I upgraded. But God, and then God brought me the money to upgrade. You understand? So somehow, whether it be through people, whether it be through the miraculous, whether it be just through whatever means, understand that your faith observes that which is not and gives it substance. It'll come from somewhere. And don't discredit when it comes from an obvious source. Tell somebody, because it's coming. We think, oh, well, that one. Did it come? Did it appear? By faith, we interact with that which is not. So it becomes what you hoped for. Tell somebody, don't give up hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of what you don't see yet. Hope is a powerful thing. Abraham, when he was told that he would have a child, hoped against hope. In other words, there was no hope, but yet he found a substance of faith to hope against all odds, when hope was gone, when the physical evidence is over, and it wasn't getting any better, but he hoped against it. So, where it says, get Ephesians 1 and 3 for me up again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Who has blessed us so much is an attitude of the mind. So much in life is just an attitude of the mind, how you perceive things. If you'll take this word, as it says, God has already blessed us. In other words, my blessing's here. It is. God doesn't have to create anything. It's already here. He's already blessed us. I'm going to show you. He's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing, everything pertaining to your destiny. Amen. Even things you desire. Tell somebody, God ain't stingy. He's not insecure. We're blessing you. Really blessing you. Get away from mediocre, average, conformity. No, that's not you. God calls you to excel. Don't be afraid to excel. Don't be afraid to stand out. Just don't get prideful. Don't be afraid to stand out. Somebody needs you to stand out because they've been wanting to stand out. And when they see you stand out, they'll get bold enough to stand out. I mean, the world needs light. They don't need us hiding under bushels. Get me Jeremiah chapter 1. While you're getting it, tell somebody, I'm already blessed. Tell them, I am so blessed. That ain't hype either. It's real. That's the real deal. We, according to this word, I don't care what you may be going through. If you're going through something, you still are blessed. You know, somebody that has wisdom, they don't necessarily look at what they're going through. They look at where they're going to. That's important. Self-talk is important. How you talk to yourself. Speak the word over your life, into your life. You'll find your mind is sound. It's like things bounce off of it and don't affect it in a negative way. So Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 4, it says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Goes on to say, then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. He said, for you shall go to all that I send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day. Now, catch how God's talking to this young man. He says, I'm a child. God says, don't say I'm a child. He takes him way back, says, before you were born, I knew you. In other words, Jeremiah, catch this. You hadn't entered into it yet, but I've already ordained you. I've already blessed you. I've already sanctified you. No matter how you might not have any esteem or any experience, I've already sanctified you. I've already called you to be a prophet to nations. Then he says, God said, he put his hand on him and touched his mouth. How important is this? As we've been talking about language and the tongue, power of life and death, we're snared. When we are snared, you're snared by the words of your mouth. Hear what I'm saying? You're snared by the words of your mouth. The Lord put his hand and touched his mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. Then he says, see. Now, none of this has happened yet. Come on, catch this. Now he says, see. I've this day set you over nations. Here's somebody saying, Lord, I'm a child. I can't go. But the Lord said, see today. See right now that I've set you over nations and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Wait a minute. This is Jeremiah. He says he's a child. But God touches his mouth. Remember Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. An angel took a coal off the altar and came over and put it on his mouth and cleansed his mouth. Tell somebody the mouth. Come on, say the mouth. Then Jeremiah said, Lord, here am I, send me. But he's talking to Isaiah. He's speaking to Jeremiah here at a time where he's saying, see that I've put you over the nations. He'd not done anything yet. Here's where faith observes that which is not. He had to exercise faith. See Jeremiah. Remember with Joshua? See Joshua that I've given you Jericho. When Jericho was ready for war, and God is telling Joshua, see that I've given it to you. Come on, are y'all with me here? Faith observes that which is not. But what it does when it observes it, it gives it substance. How could they defeat a fortified city like that? Jericho, if you read the history of Jericho, Jericho was almost unconquerable. But yet these former slaves and these 20-year-old and under that came out of the wilderness, didn't know Egypt, didn't know war, didn't know none of that, how could they go in, ill-equipped, go in and take a fortified nation like that, except through faith, they gave substance to something? I pray I can make this, we can make this so real to ourselves, because it is real, that we can see it. If we could see what happens when we believe, if we could see that our faith causes stuff to take on substance, faith is the substance. God spoke a word to you, faith is the substance of it. The moment you believe, I'm talking about the moment you believe it and that seed is planted. See, when the seed is planted in the soil, what happens? You got to keep watering it. You know, we have a few plants in our front room and by the windows and that. And you know, if we forget to water them, after a while, they'll let you know. Then you water them and you come back maybe an hour later. They're alive because they're in the soil. But they just need to keep being watered. Are you hearing? You gotta learn the language of the kingdom and keep speaking the language of the kingdom. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Let me rephrase that. When I was a sinner, I spoke as a sinner. But when I became a saint, I put away sinful talk. When I was an unbeliever, I spoke as an unbeliever.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.